Welcome back. Another edition of the Down and Back Cornhole Podcast. We had a bit of a break. Had ACL Central Canada Conference. Then about a week after that, got the vid again. Then went, had some other stuff going on. Took a little bit of vacation, as you may have seen from the video. Then had some more stuff going on. But now, we are 2 weeks out from the ACL Canadian Open. And we're back. So, a great show. We got a guy who's coming up for the Canadian Open, making his second appearance in Canada. First open appearance, second appearance in Canada here. But we have Mr. Mike Ferreira on the show. Talk to him a bit later. First, a couple things coming up here. So, ACL Canadian Open, we will be doing live feeds. Down and Back will be the only people doing live feeds in an official capacity, I guess. For the Canadian Open. So you'll be able to see that on the ACL Canada Facebook page, as well as, I think, on the main network, the ACL TV, the Cornhole TV, which you may have got to see me on Monday night. We did a little bit of a preview. I got to talk about some of the teams. I got to talk about the amazing women players that we have up here in Canada. And, yeah, it should be good. Check out next week. I'm going to do a special show next week. Because I know I did get those messages saying, why didn't you talk about me? Why didn't you talk about me? I might next week, if you're nice. Anyway, so yeah, so we'll do a special episode here next week, giving a bit more preview of some of the other teams, some of the other seniors to watch, maybe the juniors. I did mention one of the juniors there last Monday night on the ACL show there. Yeah, so there's that. So we'll do that special show. Look for that. Wednesday, Thursday, maybe. Look for one of those days. Yeah, so is that, like I said, we're 2 weeks out from that there. A lot of top ACL names. I'll reach down here. I've got like six pieces of paper here with names on it of all teams. A big thing with the Canadian Open that's coming up here is that last year we had, and I'm not sure if it was on the ACL, the Cornhole TV, or not. I didn't get put on the Facebook feed. Last year, the Open, we had 96 teams, which was the biggest tournament in Canadian history, I guess, of Cornhole, which some people may not like me saying that, but hey, biggest one, 96 teams. This year, 160 teams. We'll be competing, doubles teams competing, and then there's even some people that are just signed up for singles as well. So we've got over 320 singles players going to be playing on the Sunday. So we'll be showing you on the Friday morning, we're going to be live feeding the juniors, the women's, and the seniors. I'm going to take a break for the ACL swap. We will not be live feeding the ACL swap on this. You may see some people kind of doing live on their own phones or their own accounts, which will be fantastic to do, but it'll just give me a bit of a break. Then we're going to then do a live feed of the teams event. So if you remember from last year, the teams event, three doubles teams playing a 2 out of 3 series, and then there'll be I believe a American winner and a Canadian winner, and they will meet to see who has bragging rights for that there. Then coming back the Saturday morning, I believe I'll be doing some in the part of the rounders in the morning. I won't be doing it right off the 9 o'clock a.m. start, but I will be kind of doing it and kind of coming in the middle of that, then doing live feeds throughout the bracket portion on the Saturday, then take a couple hour break, hopefully. And we will be back with myself and a special commentator. I can't name the person just yet for the ACL Canadian American Exhibition, which remember last year was on ESPN. This year, it will just be on the Facebook and the ACL Cornhole TV. Then Sunday, we'll start bright and early, 9 a.m. with the competitive and the intermediate singles. And then just go right through the day to the end of the Open and the advanced singles. So, full weekend of Cornhole that weekend in 2 weeks for you to just sit, plunk your butt in front of your computer, your TV, whatever you want to do, and just watch some Cornhole. I know we're going to be having a lot of special guests to come on to talk. I've got some set up with that, because with those 160 teams, 320 players, over 320 players, we have five provinces gonna be there. BC, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec. And then we have, of course, the players from Cornwall, Newfoundland will have to be there. So they will be there. Then we will have players from Canada, USA, as well as an ACL international pro from Germany will be at the tournament as well. So three countries, five provinces, going to be the biggest ever cornhole event in Canada. Probably unmatched till maybe June when we see the St. John's Open, or even next year. Next year, I think, will be even bigger because we're growing here so much here, especially in Ontario. It's just, it's crazy because you can go at any time of the week. You have 22 opportunities, over 22 opportunities to get local points just here in Ontario alone, spanning the province, going from Windsor to Ottawa up to Sudbury. And which is just, I think it's fantastic. Then right down to the American border, you're in Niagara. So, yeah, it's going to be a great event, and I can't wait for that. There, trying to think what else to talk about. I know one of my sponsors doesn't want me talking about my fantastic finish last night at the KW League night. I actually made it to A bracket. I went 4-0 in the A bracket. My partner and I, we went 2-0. Then we ran into a guy I will talk about in the next the special podcast, Mr. Craig Raymond. I can't beat the guy. He's a nice guy, but just he's not nice when he plays against me in Cornwall. And then we went down, played in third place game, got to third place. So I actually podium finished. So if you watch the KW Cornwall Facebook page, you will see this mug, the number 3. So there's that. And then, so I think I've probably kind of rambled on for too much time here. I'm going to talk some more next week about all the other stuff that's coming up. But make sure you're checking out the ACL Canada Facebook page, Instagram page, all the social media, so you'll be able to find out just what's going on. You get to see some stuff about some upcoming players, some player spotlights, some league spotlights, and everything else on the ACL Canada Facebook and Instagram pages. Make sure you give them a like and a follow, as well as give a like and a follow to this show. Become a subscriber here on YouTube. You get a chance to maybe get into some, get some free local bags. And if you, speaking of local bags, if you got your Terminators yet today, make sure you get them. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet or what, but watch for some special stuff coming up on the show here with local bags. You see it right there, localbagcompany.com. Where's it? It's over there. There. And then you see the next one, jccornhole.com. Be nice to Jamie. He had a rough night last night. Go over, check him out. Give him a like on his Facebook page, JC Cornhole. He's got the new logo. Check out the new logo. Give him a like and a follow. Then, as always, we're in the Edmonton, Alberta area. Check out Sierra Property Inspections. Check out sierrahome.com. Talk with Darren. He will help you with anything you need to do to help store your cornhole boards or your whatever you need to do. Darren will help you out. And remember, portion of those of what you pay to have his services will go back to a children's cancer hospice in the Edmonton area. So you cannot go wrong because he will help you out with anything for storing your boards, where to properly store your boards. And speaking of storing stuff, you may have seen it on one of the Facebook videos. He will even help you figure out a place to store your nice Harris Beach Spirits Rye 51 Rye Whiskey. If you haven't checked it out yet, check them out on Facebook or on their webpage. It'll be coming up down below there. Harris Beach, easy for me to say. Maybe I've had too much. It's St. Patrick's Day. HarrisBeachSpirits.com. Check them out. Give Josh a like and a share of his Facebook stuff. Great guy. It's you see it, this one here, it's not opened yet because I've got another one that's probably down to about there or so. But this one doesn't need to be opened yet. But maybe I'll talk to Josh. Maybe we can, if you're at the open in Niagara, maybe we can if you find which hotel I'm in, maybe we'll have a little bit of a taste test. Why don't you show up at the hotel and we'll have some fun with that there, and you get to taste some awesome rye whiskey. HarrisBeachSpirits.com. I've got to get used to saying that now. But yeah, so is that in. So without further ado, check out the man from Florida. We get to talk about some his time in Canada before, how he's doing down in Florida, some of his league stuff that he plays in down there and runs, and yeah, just some stuff that all around cornhole knowledge that he has. Here is the one himself, Mr. Emfer, Mike Ferreira. We are back, as promised. We call him Emfer up here, Mr. Mike Ferreira. Mike, how you doing?
Very good, very good. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I'm eagerly waiting the end of the month when we get to see you again, and I know that we can go to the one restaurant that's not sponsoring the show yet. I'm there every week, but they still don't want to sponsor the show. They have cheap food, great food, but we won't name them now. We'll talk to people at the open when they come that we can go there. But
yep, I remember the gigantic steaks.
Yeah, maybe we can go there and like chuck some stuff or something. Maybe. But anyway. So, you since the last time you were on the show, we had some big changes. We both had some big changes. We went with a new bag thing, but you had a couple of different bag sponsors. But now you've kind of settled in with the Titan group of cornhole with Titan bags.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's definitely an honor to be grouped in with a bunch of really solid players, you know, national winners, world's champions, you know, absolutely crazy team that they have there.
Well, exactly. And you talk about world champions. I was kind of looking. I was up at the JC Cornhole compound the other day, and Jamie was talking about how, you know, for the, when we'll get into it here a little later on, but some of the pros that are coming up. You're one of the top ranked of the pros that are coming up to Canada here for the Open. So you're not throwing too bad yourself.
No, I've been throwing a lot of different bags from Titan. You know, they have crazy amount of options, and I've been able to win. I think I've won 8 regionals now or something. And I think every single regional has been with a different bag that they had. My last one, I swept it with their Talons. So the brand new bags that just came out.
Yeah, which is, they come out on the weekend. That other guy from the Northeast, they came out on his birthday that kind of promotes Titan bags. We won't talk about him because he talks about himself enough. And we all know who that is, the voice. But yeah, they seem to come out with a lot of stuff and there's actually a lot of people around here have been really starting to throw Titan bags as well. So it's, they're making that their way up in the Canada here. So I know you and your partner here will be throwing them, but you definitely won't be the only people throwing them.
Awesome. That's good to hear. You know, they went all in this season, and I think it's paying off with a lot of the great finishes that the team have had this year already, and looking to continue it.
So we'll get into some Canada stuff here. This is not your first trip up here. Like I said, we had the pleasure of having you up here, and I know I know for a fact that our landscape up, our cornhole landscape has changed. But what was your thoughts? And I know we talked about it on previous shows, but just to kind of go over it again, your thoughts of when you were up here before, just kind of like the play that you've seen.
So I remember when I first went up there. You could tell a lot of people were beginning. I know this is going on about 3 years now, 4 years. And it was a smaller crowd, but, you know, there was still a lot of really good talent and everything. But it seemed like everyone there was eager to learn and to get better. And that was awesome to see. And now fast forward to right now, I see a lot of international Canadian players coming to America even. And they're making noise and they're in any tournament. And it's really good to see that the skill level has elevated over there as well. So I'm excited to come back and see how I stack up against them again.
Well, I know being out at League Nights in KW here, there's been a couple of people that said that they want another shot at you. I know I'm not part of that because you got rid of me pretty quick in our game, but which is why I'm now retired from any kind of big cornhole other than league nights. But it's, you know, that thing is people know you, and they're kind of, you're one of the, when I talk to people, you're one of the names that people are wanting to be able to catch up with again.
That's fun to hear. You know, I like to consider myself a quiet player, where stay on the down low or try to sneak under the radar. So definitely interesting to hear that people want to catch up. And, you know, with how fast people are practicing and how much, you know, I won't be surprised that there are a lot of them that probably have.
Yeah. So you talk about trying to stay under the radar and stuff. You were known a couple of years ago for the footwear that you chose to play in. Will we be seeing a return of that footwear, or are you just going to go back with the regular shoe, I guess you can say?
So unfortunately, now I'm going to the regular footwear, trying to make the stand out as a pro, but have that professionalism more so. You look at other sports and you want to look the part as well as play up to that level, I should say. I know years past there was looser restrictions and everything. So unfortunately, every now and then you'll see me break out the Tevas and everything. But for right now, for big tournaments, it's going back to the shoes.
Yep. So we'll get into the big tournament that's coming up here at the Open. You've kind of got the reigning champ of the Open, because he won everything, being partnering up with another Titan thrower, Jordan Power.
Yeah, little nerve wracking. You know, he has accomplished so much in the game, obviously, and fairly quickly too. You know, being a pro for the past few years, I know he started with Tom, and I know he played with Chad Webb as well, and now playing with Jay Rubin, you know, had them winning worlds. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how we play together, but I'm excited, really excited.
In talking to the few people I have up here, but in mentioning the pros that are coming up, you guys the consensus up here is that you guys are probably the number one team coming into this year, just because of his play last year. But then, like I said, people up here do know how you play, because you did get that breakout player of the year the other year, which I think was probably the biggest, I thought was the most deserved, because you were just, the way that you elevated your game that year was just incredible.
Yeah, that was a great year. You know, even now I'm still grateful to Matt for putting his trust into me that year. You know, I'll say before that, not many bad companies knew about me, and he was willing to take a chance, and to that I'm internally grateful. It was awesome, and I was happy to put his bags out there and show that you can do big things with them as well. Now with Titan, obviously I want to continue that trend and everything, but yeah, no, it was a great year that year. And, you know, like I said, teaming with Jordan, you know, I in my mind, I think he's eclipsed anything I've done, and I want to get to that point as well. So I need to still keep proving myself.
And I think you will on the weekend here, which maybe we might challenge. I might get a game in. I can. If you let me start at 19, I might be able to have a chance to beat you. But yeah, so we got the Open coming up here. But the other thing, and I know we've talked about this at length, kind of messaging back and forth. You are an ACL director, if I'm not mistaken, down in Florida here, and you've got a lot of nights that you guys run down there.
Yeah. So for me, I run usually 2-3 nights, Wednesdays, Saturdays, sometimes Sunday, and but. In terms of ACL here, you could play almost every single day. There's another director that's pretty close by in Sarasota, Bradenton. It's like 30 minutes from where I am, running two nights a week, go an hour north and you have another ACL tournament up there in Ocala. So, and then Cat, another hour away from me, also running tournaments. So it's crazy here with the amount that you can play, really.
Yeah, I think we are starting to rival you, because I was looking at the ACL leagues that are within here in Ontario, and I think we have like 22 league nights that you had opportunity to play in an ACL league just here in Ontario alone each week. So it's I think we're starting to rival you, just not with the numbers, I think. But we've also talked about that, is the way that you guys are able to attract players to your league nights or even just your tournaments, because we're still kind of fighting the, I don't want to say the cornhole stigma or whatever, but just you guys have the more opportunity to get your payouts and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this one isn't an ACL league night. It's one of our local directors where he can get Monday and Tuesday. He has over 100 people playing. And the payouts there are crazy. You know, a big thing is that these bars and everything, they add money to the pots. They've really bought into how cornhole can really drive a lot of business to their locations and everything. So they kind of kick back a little bit after seeing the numbers that are brought in.
Yeah, and we even talked about this off air with bringing those numbers in. And I know that there's been even some instances here where we've kind of had to tell some people, you know what, these establishments are bringing us in, so we have to kind of pay it back to them and not bringing in, you know, your own alcohol or going on to doing like tailgate stuff, because these places have rules that they have to go by as well, and you don't want them losing their license and then kind of cornhole getting a bad name, because we can, I think we can all support each venue that when we go there.
Yeah. From personal experience, I ran cornhole on Wednesdays at a place called Sea Dog Cantina over in Clearwater. And there was one night where I was told like, hey, we think that someone might be taking in outside alcohol. And we just had to shut that down. Not the tournament, but the person doing it. And fortunately, it never happened again. But it's true that they can lose their license. And then if that word gets out that the community is doing that, then other locations may take a step back, not donate to the pot. You just got to respect the establishment. And when you go there, that's the big thing. And then they'll scratch your back, per se, when you do well for them.
Well, exactly, because we all know that we can get like enough people out there, because I think most league nights here, I'm seeing like we've got Oshawa who's getting over 100 people a night. KW, I think we hit almost 60 people our other our past week here. So we are growing here, and if you think, you know, each, you know, those venues come in, you buy a couple of drinks, you pay $10 in there, you're getting 60 people. That's $600 into a bar's kind of, you know, don't want to say pocket, but that's what it kind of is. But yeah, that helps out that venue. Then they're going to want to, hey, let's bring in another night. And that's how we're going to grow the sport, by getting venues to want to have cornhole in there.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say that's $600 that they probably would never have. And it's more so if they're not using the space for anything and they're not getting the people, it's worth it for them to bring in as much as they can, you know, bring in the cornhole, you know. And that's, like you said, when you'll see a big swing with payouts and how you can get more venues, really. So you'll have the data to back it up.
Well, exactly. Because I've even tried to talk with some venues for some conference events and everything. And you'll be surprised at how many people will then really want to work with you if you say, hey, you know what, we just want to use the space. We don't need to take any kind of cash in from your bar. We just want to give you business. And people will really start to kind of open their arms to bring you in, just to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it does take a chance. You know, Sea Dog gave that to me, and even to this day, you know, they're my sponsor. That location is closed, but they still remain my sponsor. You know, and they said they appreciated what I did there, and it's amazing how places will stick with you, even after you're not running tournaments for them anymore, per se.
No, exactly. And it's you know, the one way that we can really give back. So try to think of, I had something else that was on my mind to talk about, and that's totally gone. It's getting back in these shows. It's my, as I said off the top of the show here, it's my first time back in a couple months here. I had to take a break. COVID hit me again. I was at another conference event. COVID hit me again. And then just taking some time off to go down into the warm weather, a little warmer than what you have in Florida, but just being down in the Dominican and getting away from Cornhole for just a couple of minutes because things are really starting to heat up here now. So it's it kind of the Cornhole brain, you just get overloaded sometimes.
Yeah. I was going to say, people don't realize when you're a director, pro, anything to do with Cornhole, it takes a lot of time and you're constantly thinking about it. So for everyone who's out there who gets mad at a director, just know that there's a lot that goes into it. Not saying that for myself, you know, but just in general, national staff as well.
Well, and that's the thing is people think, and we've kind of had that up here a bit with people thinking that, you have league nights and it's, you know, that it should be 100%. We'll go back to the payouts, but it should be 100% payout all the time because, you know, the director or the person that's running the league is all they're doing is just bringing in boards that they already have. And, you know, they're not really have to do much for it. Well, I think you can attest. You got there's a whole lot more than just showing up with boards. Ahead of that.
Yeah. So like showing up with boards, it's for me, it's like, I bought a bunch of new boards, you know, for tournaments, which cost, you know, you buy the tablets and everything. But there are also fees that go into tournaments like the venue, you know. Some places that I've held tournaments don't have really speaker systems, so you have to invest into that as well. It's more than just bringing boards. And obviously your time, you know, time is money as well. I can say that I usually try to keep my tournaments around 80 to 85% payout. And I try to make it so the fees and everything that I have to do are covered within the 15% that are taken out. And, and that's how it is. So it's, if you have a sponsor to put up the money, by all means do 100% payout, you know, but it is a lot more than just setting up boards. I'll be there for 7 hours a day running it and setting up, tearing down. So it's a good amount of time.
Yeah. And then you've got to figure out your Facebook posts afterwards with all of your winners and all of their stuff. And it's a lot more time than I think than people realize. It's just, everyone just kind of wants that money to come back to them. And I don't think I've talked to some other people about this. There's only a really small percentage of people right now that are getting rich off of playing Cornhole. You're not gonna make your livelihood winning a league night every night of the week.
Yeah, no, that's I can say from personal experience, I wouldn't quit my day job just yet. I think the sport with more time will develop into a game, into a league that you can do it full time. Now, don't get me wrong, there are players such as Matt Guy, Mark Richards, Ryan Windsor, you know, a lot of names that have been around forever, like Jamie Graham, and they can make their livelihood off of it, you know. But I would say for 99% of the league, it's extremely difficult to. I'm lucky enough to say that for me, I don't lose money in the game, but I don't make enough to have it as my full-time job. I still work every week, 40 hours. So,
yeah. Well, and then that's the thing is, then you've still got your regular job. You've got to, you know, everyone's like, oh, you got to practice 4 hours a day or more, and it's, you have to still have time for another life. But and we were talking about this off air, just the travel costs of going to tournaments all the time, especially a traveling pro, right? Because I'd even talked to someone else who had came up to the Open last year from the States, and I said, you know, I didn't see your name on the list, and he's like, you know what, I can't afford to travel anymore because you're going to events 2-3 events a month, staying in a hotel, or you'd rather travel, and it just it gets to be where it's just too much.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. You know, there's 16 open events, I believe, just in the States. You got the 8 international ones, and then you have 2 in Canada. Well, technically, that's international as well. And if you want to go to even a few of them, if you're a pro, and plus the 5 extra nationals / worlds, you're looking at least $1,000 per event. And that's just for flights and hotel, never mind food, vehicles, like Uber, if you get a rental car, entertainment. There's a lot more. Specifically for me, we have pets, so we have to pay someone to watch them. You know, we can't just leave them here. So it adds up in many different ways, for sure.
And like I said, it's for the casual fan. It just sees, oh, you know, they're on TV, or you know, they're on, they see them on Facebook or whatever. They're getting all the stuff, but it's still for as much as, you know, there's the big payouts that are there. Those big payouts aren't going out to the full field. It's those ones that you just see winning, you know, constantly that are making the money. There's those other ones that are still kind of, you know, it's beating the pavement, trying to make it there.
Yeah, and for those big winners, you know, you'll see them win $5,000. People forget that everything that we win is also taxed too. So you have to win quite a lot to really make it worth it. I know everyone pays taxes. Or at least I hope everyone who's watching this pays their taxes.
Well, that's why it's better to win events in Canada, because we don't pay taxes on it yet. And if anyone from the government's watching, maybe we can not. Maybe that might be best. But yeah. And it's so that's kind of the thing, right? It's people forget about that whole other side. They just see the big number with the couple of people, and it's like, oh, well, you know, we can go and do that too, and I can make all this money. Well, it's not the, we're not at the place that golf is yet. We're like the 300th place golfer still making, you know, some good cash.
Yeah. And like I went to an open last season, or I should say the last 2 seasons I played, I was 12th overall in the standings for pro. Last season I was around mid 40s, and I made it deep in a lot of opens, and it's good for a side gig for right now. Granted, I'm also not in the top 1%, but it definitely is moving in the right direction. You see that payouts are getting larger, the fields are getting larger, and just more eyes are on the game than ever. So I'm really interested to see what happens 3, 4, 5 years down the line. I could see the numbers bolstering quite a lot.
Oh, for sure. And like I said, well, I've seen that here where we had like the same people winning all the time, but now there's those other people that win, because it's, you know, there's always someone there ready to take your place. It seems like they're getting younger and younger, and pretty soon we'll have the kindergarten kids playing against us and beating us all. But it's, you know,
we already have that starting down here with the Caballero brothers, you know. Yeah. So I saw that Easton Caballero up in Jacksonville, he's playing intermediate. I think he won his regional today. So
and then I had Rosie on, and the streaker kids are wanting to get involved now, so you're going to be having them as well.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. So I want to thank you for coming on and doing this here talk. I know that you were kind of you've had a busy weekend. We're doing this here a little earlier than Friday, but get some rest, and we will see you up here in Niagara Falls, and maybe you may come on and sit on a live feed for a bit and talk some cornhole on a live feed.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. That'd be fun.
And maybe, like I said, maybe if you give me those 19 or maybe 20 points, I might have a shot of maybe getting 1 point on you. Who knows?
All right. We'll get that game going for sure.
We'll try. Yeah. We'll maybe broadcast it, maybe not. We'll see how that goes. But again, thank you for doing this, and we will see you in a few weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
And there was my talk with my good friend. I'll get to see him again, as I said, up in Niagara here at the Canadian Open. Mr. Mike Ferrer, I want to thank him for doing that, coming on. And maybe I will challenge him. Maybe we will get in a game, maybe have it on Facebook Live, or we'll kind of record it, and maybe I'll edit it a bit to make it look like I might have had a chance of playing against him. But anyway, happy to see him up at the Open. So that's it for the show this week. Like I said, we'll have something special coming up, talking about some more of the 320-plus competitors that are coming up to the Open in Niagara Falls. The first one, remember, we're going to have number two in St. John's, which be ready for that there registration, because that will be a time. There will be, I think, a lot of this will be consumed in Newfoundland that weekend in June, and it will be a fun time. So, that, remember, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube here. Give a like and a follow. I think we're about 40 followers away from 1,000 on Facebook for the show. Down and Back Cornhole Podcast on Facebook. Give that a like and a follow on there, as well as I said on here. Give that thumbs up and a subscribe on here. Share it. Let everyone in the cornhole world know that this is the number one Canadian cornhole podcast and the place where you will find all info about what's going on with ACL Canada, when stuff is coming up or anything. I know some people are headed this weekend to Delhi, and they are one of their first big tournaments, and they are sold out like every other cornhole tournament in Ontario and Canada. For the ACL, it's sold out. Everyone is just grabbing points everywhere. Remember, give the subscribers a like, share, and follow on Facebook, being jccornhole.com, jccornhole, local bags on Facebook, or even go to their website and get a set of those new Terminators. They're good. Yep. And then, as well as Harris, like I said, harrisbeachspirits.com, or go to see them, Harris Beach Spirits on Facebook. Give them a like and a follow and a share of their stuff, because their content only isn't good. This is as well. So with that, we will check you out here next week. Here you'll see we'll have a show and a special show, two shows. Yeah. And just have some fun playing cornhole wherever you are. Good luck if you are playing in any tournament anywhere, and make sure if you're playing ACL tournaments, because if you're not playing ACL Canada, are you really playing?